Today's shir is a Masech Nedarim on Daf Pei Vav. We will begin on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the word Ella. We are in the middle of a sugya which has asked a stira in Shmuel. Shmuel commented on our Mishnah. Let us go back to the Mishnah on Amid Aleph. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, in a case where a woman prohibited her Maisa Yadayim with a konem, a lashon of neder on her husband, that her husband should not have any benefit from her maisa yadayim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion was yafer, that the husband should be mefer, not like the Tana Kama who says that hafor is not necessary because she is meshubed to give the maisa yadayim to her husband, but rather Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said yafer, he should be mefer it. Why? Shema yigarshena. Perhaps in the future he will be Megarish's wife, Vitahi Asuralov, and then he'll want to remarry her, and he will not be able to remarry her because at that time her neder, which he made earlier when they were married, will go into effect. And he will not be able to remarry her because it will be impossible for him not to benefit in some way from her cooking, from her baking. And therefore, we will not let him get married. So in order to prevent that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, he should be mefer, he's able to be mefer, it's nedarim shebeinoy lebeino, and he should be mefer, because at some point, although she's meshubet to him now with her maisa yadayim, at some point, he may divorce her, and at that point, the neder will be chal at a later time. And therefore, because of that future scenario, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the halacha is yafir. On that, immediately the Gemara brought Shmuel, that Shmuel said, halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. There were three shitas that we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. The Tana Kama, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And on this, the Gemara commented that, lemeimer, the kasavar Shmuel, adam magdish, davar shaloi bali yolam. Does that mean that Shmuel holds, lechaira, if he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that a person can dedicate something to the Beis HaMikdash, even though that thing is not in the world yet? How do we see this from the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which Shmuel paskins like? Because since we compare a neder to a korban, so we see here that she, the wife, is able to have her neder chal. It will go into effect when he divorces her. So that is similar to Hegdish, which is not here yet. And as we explained in yesterday's shir, there are two aspects that are loy bo loylam. A, the whole gerushin, the divorce is not here yet, she's still married him. B, the maisa yadayim that she's going to create in the future is also not present in the world yet. If Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the neder could go into effect, and that's why he's telling the husband that he should be mefer the neder when he hears it during their marriage, it must be that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that one is able to be magdish something that is not in the world yet, and that's why likewise a neder would be chal on events that are going to happen in the future. So from the Mishnah, from the Psak that Shmuel said according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we see that he holds that Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yailam. And on the top of the Amid Beis here, on our Duff, we find on the third line, Va'amar Shmuel, Allah Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler, Alma Ein Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yailam. The Gemara brought a Machloikis in yesterday's sugya between Rab Meir and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and the Gemara explained that machlokas has to do whether adam magdish dover shloi bali olam or not. The Rabbi Yochanan Sandler held ain adam magdish dover shloi bali olam. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and here we have our stira on Amid Aleph. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that adam magdish dover shloi bali olam. On Amid Beis, Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that ain adam magdish dover shloi bali olam. The Gemara tried various terutzim in yesterday sugya, and the Gemara was not satisfied with the terutzim, and now we come to the teretz of Rav Huna. Six lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, El Am Rav Huna, says Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, Be'aymeres, you know what our mission is speaking about. Really, Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that ain't not a magdish dover shloi bali yoylam. But here, it is possible, even according to that Mandi Yomar, that it will work her nether in the future when he's Megarsher. Why? She said, Yekachu Yodai Lo Aseyan. My hand should become sanctified to the one who made these hands, namely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meiri points out that we are really not speaking here where she is consecrating, where she is being magdish her hands. But rather, it means as if it was like Hegdish, but she really means a kainam, a neder, which is tantamount equivalent to Hegdish, since we are comparing throughout the whole Masechta a neder to a korban. And the point of Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua is, as the Gemara continues, the Yadayim ha isnau bo'olam, because her hands are here in the world. Eina chanami, the Maisi Yadayim are not here yet. They're going to be in the future after he is Megarisher. But the hands that create the Maisi Yadayim are here in the world. As the Rush points out, three lines from the bottom, on the left-hand column, says the Rush, Divri Amasl Diadaim is now boilam, v'chol melocha sheteyosa biyodea tehe kedusha. As the Ritva in Ksubastav Nuntes points out, this is like someone who's being magdish to the Beis Hamikdash, dekel peirisav. There is a guf of a tree, a dekel, and he's being magdish this tree, not the tree itself, but the tree for its fruits. So, therefore, the fruits become kaddish as well. And so, too, we can compare that to a woman's hands with that which she creates with those hands. The hands are the dekel, that's the guf, that's the body which is going to create the fruits, and the maisi adayim are the fruits. So since her hands are ba'olam, therefore, even if Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that ain't not a magdish tov shloi b'olam, you cannot consecrate something that is not yet here in the world. But if the hands, the guf, which is going to create the maisi adayim, that which her hands will create in the future, the hands are here. So therefore, there is not a problem with making something for the future, with being magdish or making a neder in the future. Ask the Gemara, v'chi amra hachi kitcha. Are you saying that if she uses those words, that yekachu yodei lo aseyan, that takes care of all our problems, and then the neder will go into effect in the future? Why should that be? V'ha meshabdin yodei labal. Her hands have a shiba to produce right now while she's still married to her husband. As the Run explains here, five lines from the bottom of the Yomud, even according to the Man de Yomer, that Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yom, the Gemara is asking this question, because even according to him it will not work. Because when does the Man de Yomer, who says that you are able to consecrate something that is not present in the world yet, when do we say Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yom? That's only when he said a statement that it should take effect. The Hegdish that I want to consecrate in the future should take effect at a time when it's able to take effect. And that's the only time it can take effect. The Run gives an example. If a person says that he wants to be Mekadish, a woman, La'acher Shez Geir. Right now he's a goy, and the Kedushin with this woman will not go into effect, but I want the Kedushin to go into effect after I become a Geir. So obviously he's not speaking now, because now it's not going to go effect. He means for after the Geirus, when he'll be a Jew, that it should go into effect. So according to the Man Yomer, that Adam Magdish Dover Shloi Bali Yoylam, the Kedushin will work. But in our case, where the woman is just saying, my hands should become a Kiddush, so not necessarily she means in the future. She could be meaning right now. She's only saying it's stam. And stam could mean right now. Right now, she has a shibud. And just like it's not chal right now, it won't be chal in the future either. Where obviously what the person means is in the future when he's a goy, and the kedushin wouldn't be chal, so he only means for the geirus in the future. So then, Adam Magdish Dover Shalom. But in our case, where she says it's stam, And it could mean my Maisi Adayim that I am doing now, because I'm doing Maisi Adayim at present as well. I'm not just doing Maisi Adayim in the future. And right now, these Maisi Adayim are Meshubet to her husband. So then, even saying that my hands should become Kadosh, I'm making a netter on my hands, which are Bo'olam, but perhaps by your stum statement, you mean the present time, and at the present time it doesn't work because you're meshubed v'mishabdim yadel abal, and it won't even work. The Ran says, according to the Mandi Yomer, who says ota magdish tover shloi b'alam. Certainly, according to the Mandi Yomer, who says ain't ota magdish tover shloi b'alam. Answers the Gemara, the amra l'chima garsha, that she specified, when do I want this netter to be chal on my hands, which are present now? I don't want it to be chal now, because right now it's not going to work, because I'm a shubit to give the Maisi Adayim to my husband. I want it to work after the Gerushin. So since she specified that she wants it to work only after the Gerushin, and the hands are present in the world now, then it will work. It'll be similar to the case where he said, I want to be Mekadish the Isha after I become a Ger. Ask the Gemara, but Hashta Miyas Lemegarsha, Umi Mai Dechi Amra Hachi Mahanya. But right now, she is not yet divorced from him. How do I know that if she says, my hand should become Mekadish Loiseyen, that it will go into effect? Explains the Run, two lines from the bottom. You have given a good answer, according to the Mandi Yomar, that Adam Magdish Tavir Shalai B'Ali Adam, that if she says that I want this netter to go into effect after there is a divorce, not now, and her hands are B'Olam, and it's able to be Chal the netter on a time in the future where she will not have an obligation to give the Maisi Adayim to her husband, so then there's no problem, according to that Mandi Yomer, of Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam, because he holds that's valid. But, says the Ran, Avalamandi Yomer, ain't Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam, Afil Amr Hachi Heichamahani. But according to the Mandi Yomer, that ain't Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam, even if she says this, how will it help? Now, I am not clear what the Ran means. The Ran could mean one of two things. He could mean that, according to the Mandi Yomer, ain't Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam, then even if she said this Lashon, and even if she's referring to her hands, which are Bo'olam, but she's also referring to the Maisi Adayim, which are not Bo'olam, and even though the Guf is here, but if the Paris are not here, perhaps that will not be sufficient for the Mandi Yomer who says, ain't Adamak the Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam. That's one way you could learn this Run. From the Run, in Subis Nuntes, it would seem that he's saying the following, that even if you've given a teretz, because the Run points out in Subis that there are, as we mentioned in the Hagdama today, that there are two aspects of Shaloi Bali Yoylam that we're speaking about here. One is the Gerushin hasn't taken place yet, and number two, the Maisi Adayim haven't been created yet. She hasn't used her hands for those Maisi Adayim. Both items are not Bo'olam. The Gerushin is not Bo'olam. The Maisi Adayim is not Bo'olam. So the Run says in Ksubis Nuntes that even if you've explained how the Maisi Adayim aspect works, that since the hands are Bo'olam, and she specifies that it should be Chal at a time when she's not Meshubah to her husband, i.e. after the Gerushin, so then there won't be a problem of Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam, and it could be then it won't be a problem, even according to the Mandi Yomer of Ein Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam. Because here you have the hands which are Bo'olam, you're going on a time in the future, but since you have the hands which are Bo'olam, perhaps it is good enough, even according to that Mandi Yomer. But what the Gemara's problem is with the Gerushin aspect, according to the Mandi Yomer, that ain't not a Magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoylam, the Gerushin hasn't taken place. That's what the Gemara says. Hashta Mias Loi Megarsha, Umi Mai Dechi Amra Hachi Mahanya. How do you know it works? So therefore, there could be two ways to understand what the Gemara is saying here. Either it won't even work legabi the Maisi Adayim aspect, according to the Mandi Yomar of Ein Adam Magdish Tov Shlomo Adam, or perhaps the Gemara is referring, as the Running Suba says, that it won't, even if it would work legabi the Maisi Adayim, but according to this Mandi Yomar, Ein Adam Magdish Tov Shlomo Adam, it will not work legabi the Gerishin aspect, because the Gerishin hasn't taken place. It will only work, according to Mandi Yomar, that Adam Magdish Tov Shlomo Adam. Then it's good, the Gerishin aspect is okay, and the Maisi Adayim, we worked out that the hands are Ba'olam, and it's referring to his man, which is in the future, when the Neder could take place, so that will work out according to Adam Magdish Tov Shlomo Adam. But according to the Mandi Yomar, I have problems. As we turn to Daf Pei Vav Amar Alf, Amar Rav Illa. So Rav Illa wants to suggest a reason why we should still say that Adam Magdish, that even the Mandi Yomar who says Ein Adam Magdish Tov Shloi Bal Yolam, will agree to Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri that she could make a netter for the future. Uma ilu omer lechaveiro. If somebody said to his friend, "Sod zushani marchlo, this field which I'm selling to you right now, when I will buy it back from you, tagdish, at that time it should become hegdish." So he's doing an act in the future. Me loikitch, is it not hegdish? And the Ran points out that there's no brisa or mishnah that validates this statement of Rav Illa, but rather Rav Illa thought of it from misvorit and nafshei. It was that's the lashon of the Ran. Ella on the third line of the Ran. Ella svora de nafshe kamar, devade kitcha. So once Rav Illa established that based on his own svora, that it definitely should work, Rav Illa wants to make an analogy. It should be equal to the case of a woman who is making a netter on her future Maisa Yadayim. And we will understand the exact analogy in a moment. Let's just go through the Masa Matan of the Gemara here, and then we will explain how the Ran understands the back and forth of the Gemara. Maskevla Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question. On Rabbi Illa, Midami, Sadezu Shani Moichulah. How can you compare the case? You're right. Logically, you're right, that if I sell you a field now, and I say that instead of... that when I will buy it back from you, I will make it hegdish. Yes, it will become hegdish. But hashta, how can you compare it to our case? Hashta bidehu. It is in his hands. It's biyodai. If he could say to the lekeach, instead of selling it to you right now, I could make it hegdish. So I want to reserve that right to make it hegdish when I buy it back from you. And that will work even according to the Mandi Yomar, that ain't on a magdish dover shloi bal yoylam. Because since right now it's biyodei, he has the ability to be magdish it now, then that Mandi Yomar will agree that he can be magdish in the future once he buys it back. But isha, biyodei lahagdish masi adeya. Is a woman able to be magdish right now, her Maisi Adayim? If so, what's your comparison? The case of an Isha, as we asked, is a case of Dover Shaloi Bali Yoilam. And if Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that ain't not a magdish Dover Shaloi Bali Yoilam, how all of a sudden can he pass like Rabbi Yochanan Benuri that he can make a neder which is Shaloi Bali Yoilam? And if you're going to compare it to the case of... This is not biyodei. Right now she's meshubit to her husband. So how can she? She's not able. Her maisadam doesn't belong to her. It belongs to her husband. How could she be magdish that? How could you compare the case of mechira to the case of nedorim of our mishnah? Holoi dummy, if you want to compare it to a case of mechira, you know what it's compared. It's only compared. Somebody said to his friend, this field which I sold you already. A while ago I already sold you a field. When I buy it back from you in the future, tagdish, then it should become holy. Mi kacha, would it then become holy? That's a classic case of a dover shaloi boli oilam. Of course I cannot be magdish that according to the Mandi Yomar, ain adam
Magish, as Tosfos speaks out over here in the Divrei HaMaskil and the left column, like Shechena Tagdish, the Lekitcha, Lamandi Omar, Ein Oda Magdish Dovr Shaloi Bali Yoilam. According to the Mandi Omar, it says Ein Oda Magdish Dovr Shaloi Bali Yoilam, which our whole Sugya revolves around. He, of course, would say in that case, you cannot be Magdish. And that's a case where it's not Biyodai, because he has already sold the item. So at this point right now, he's not able to be Magdishit, so he can't be Magdishit in the future either. So if you want to compare the case of a woman with her Nedorim to Mechira, the case you should have compared it to is to Sarazusha Macharti-Lach that I sold you in the past, where I don't have the ability to be Magdishit right now. So too, the woman should not be able to make a neder in the future, according to the Mandi Omar, that ain't on a magdish davish loy bal yoylom. Now this question of Rabbi Yirmiya, says the Ran, is such an obvious question that we really have to understand Rabbi Ila. What was Rabbi Ila's havamin of comparing the woman to Sadezu, Shani Moichaloch, that I'm selling it to you now? That's not a good analogy. Because by Sadezu Shani Moichaloch, it's biyodei right now to be magdishit, and by the woman, she cannot be magdish her. She cannot make a neder right now on her maisi dime because there's a shibbut to give it to the husband. So what's the comparison? L'chai Rabbi Yirmiya's question is a tremendous question. So the and the Ran points out further that apparently Rav Ila himself was aware of this, because Rav Ila did not compare it. Rav Ila, instead of saying it's like a case of Oimer L'chaver Sadezu Shani Moichaloch, he could have just as well have said Sadezu Shemacharti Loch L'kir Shekhanim Chatagdish. But Rav Ila knew that I'm not going to bring up that case, because that case everybody's Moida, the Hegdish wouldn't work according to the Man Yonamar Einot Magdish Tovish Loi Bali Yoylam. So if so, how does Rav Ila think of comparing it to Shani Moichaloch? Ani Moichaloch is biyadei, and by a woman it's not biyadei. The Ran answers that Rav Ila thought there is a comparison, because ein achinami, there is a maila in the case of Oimer l'chaveri sadezu shani moichaloch, that it should be hegdish because it's biyodei, but there's a big chesorin in that case also. The chesorin is that while I sell it to you during the time between my mechira to Reuven sells it to Shimon, between the time that Reuven sold it to Shimon and later when Shimon is going to resell it back to Reuven, during that period of time, neither the peiros nor the guf, nothing belongs to Reuven. Whereas in the case of the woman of our Mishnah making the netter to Asur to Maisi Daim on the husband, so Ein Echanami, when she makes the netter, at that moment, it's not in her ability to Asur to Maisi Daim on her husband. It's only in the future after he divorces her. But what it, the Mila that the case of the Isha with the netter has over the case of Mechira is that throughout the whole duration of the time while she's married to him, she owns the guf. The guf is her hands. Her hands are the guf. The peiros, as we said from the Ritva in Ksubis, is the Maisi Adayim. But the guf is her hands. And her hands is in her rishus. So the guf never leaves her rishus. We're going to see this for later in the Gemara. So therefore, Rav Ila said, Ein achinami, you have a mile in the case of Mechira, that right now it's biyodei to be magdishit, and that mile you don't have in the case of a woman making a netter to us or her maisidam on her husband, because she's meshubah to her husband. It's not biyodei, like you, Rabbi Yirmiya, asked, but the woman has a different mile. The woman has a mile that the guf always stays with her throughout her marriage. It never leaves her. Her hands are hers, not her husband's. And therefore, that's a mila over the case of Mechira of the field. Because during a year, 2 years, whatever amount of time that it's in the Rishus of Shimon, it totally does not belong to Reuven, not the Guf, not the Peres. So Rav Ila thought, since each case has a mila and a chesorin, just like I see that if there's one mila in the case of Armel Chaveri, because it's biyodoi, that's enough to say that Adam Magdish Darvish Loi B'Adam, even according to the Man D'Armer who normally holds, ain't Adam Magdish Darvish Loi B'Adam. So who adin in the case of a woman of, with a nether on her Maisi Adayim, the case of our Mishnah, since there's at least one mila that the guf is always in her Rishus, that's enough to say Adamagdish Dovish Loi Bal Yoilam, even according to the Man D'Amar, ain't Adamagdish Dovish Loi Bal Yoilam. However, Rabbi Yirmiya disagrees with this, and Rabbi Yirmiya says that the main mila is right now. Is it biyadeh or not biyadeh? That trumps the mila that the guf is always in the Rishus of the woman. That doesn't do anything for me, because she never has a time until the future where she can make this netter valid. So in such a case, Rabbi Yirmiya holds, we would definitely say, ain't Adam Magdish Dovish Loi Bali Yoilam. And the only time we would say Adam Magdish is when it's Biyadeh. The case of a woman is like, Sadezusha Bacharti Lach, therefore, Mi Kitcha. The answer is, it's not Kadosh. So therefore, our Kasha comes back in our Mishnah. How could Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri when Shmuel holds, ain't Adam Magdish Dovish Loi Bali Yoilam? The teretz that Rabbi Yirmiya wants to give, Rabbi Yirmiya is not accepting. Maskiv lo Rapapa. Rapapa answers back, good. You have a good, as the Ron explains, a good upschlag on Rabbi Illa. But what you want to say that the din should definitely be that because of your question, the din should be the opposite, that the Hegdish in the future should not help, because it's a comparison to Sadezusha Mechartilach, that comparison is also no good. Me dummy. How can you compare it to the case of Mechira? Gabi Zvina Psikim Osai. When you sell something, it's absolute, as we explained before, because you're selling the guf and the peris. But Gabi Yisha Mi Psikim Milsa, by the woman, is it absolute that everything belongs to the husband? The only thing the husband owns is the Maisi Adayim. He doesn't own the hands. So perhaps there we will say that you could be Magdish Dovish Loi Bali Yoilam, even according to the Man D'Amar who says, ain't not a Magdish Dovish Loi Bali Yoilam. Haloi Dami, you know what I would like to compare it to, says Rav Papa, Eloi Melechaveri, somebody says to his friend, Sadezu Shemeshkanti Loch. The Loiva, the one who borrows the money, says to the Malva, this Sada, which I gave to you as a Mashkin, that it will be collateral on my debt, Likishev Deno, when I will redeem it Memcha from you, Tagdish, I want to make it into Hegdish. Me Loikacha, in that case, would not the Lova have the ability to be Magdishit in the future? Yes, he would. Because although the Peiris belong to the Malva, but the Guf belongs to the Loiva. He only gave it as a collateral. He owns it. And therefore, he would have the right to be Magdish in the future. The same thing. The woman who retains her guf, her hands, it's only the Maisi Adayim, the Peiris that belong to the husband. So that's an exact case, like a Loiva who gives a Malva field as a collateral. Just like over there, the Loiva could be Magdish it after he would be Paidit. The same thing, the woman should be able to make her netter, even if I hold, ain't not a Magdish Dovish Loi Bali Yoilam. Now the run, in the first wide line, let us learn the run together. V'hai dinokin, it's at the four lines before the end of the first very wide line. V'hai dinokin l'kishev denim imcha. Why does Rav Papa say it's compared to a case where he says, when I will redeem it from you? Mishum, why doesn't he say right now? Why is it only in the future that it works? So the Ran says, the Hegdish Damim Huzeh Ve'ena Mafkim Yidei Shibud, because this is a case where he was Magdishit to the Bet HaKabayis. He was Magdishit for use of the Beis HaMikdash, to sell, to buy with the money Karbonis. He only sold it to the Bet, he only was Magdishit to the Bet HaKabayis for its value. That's what Hegdish Damim means. Not that intrinsically there is a kedushas a guf like we have when someone is magdish an animal as a korban on the mizbeach. Therefore, by hegdish damim huzev ein mafkiyim de shibud, and that's why the shibud, the obligation that I have, the responsibility to have this field as a collateral for the malva, is not taken away with the hegdish damim. Hilkach ein a hegdish chala achi yifdena. That's why if he would be magdishit before he's poided, before he redeems it, before he pays his debt to the person who lent him to the money, the hegdish would not be chal. But on this, the Ran asked a question from a gemara mesechta erich and vahida. I mean, repair koimer mishkali alai gabi a masker by chaveri vigdishe masker. If somebody rented a house to his friend, and after he rented it, he went ahead and he donated it to the Beis HaMikdash, he was magdish it to the Beis HaMikdash, hador boy, the person who is living there, the soicher malas schar lehegdish, he has to pay hegdish. Uparchin and Allah, the Gemara asked on this, hechi dor bei b'milakoi, how can he even live there? He is living there in a state of milah, of having unauthorized hanah from hegdish. So from that Gemara, it would appear that the ability of the maskir who owns the house, he is able to be magdishit, even though the usage of the house, which would be the payrus of the house, belongs to the soicher. Yet when he is magdishit, the Gemara says it would be mi'ilah for the soicher to live there. But didn't we just say, this is the Ran's kasha, that hegdish damim, when he donates a house, it's not a kedushas aguf, it's a kedushas damim. And kedushas damim is not mafkia. It does not trump over the shibud that I have to the malva in the case of a loan, or to the soicher, the one who's renting the house, in a case of a house rental. So here we said that in our Gemara that the Hegdish, he would not be able to be Magdishit before he's poida, before he redeems the loan. And there it says that the Maskir could make it Kadosh even though he has someone living there. So the Ran says that on this I already wrote before in Perek HaShutfin, on Daf Mem Amid Beis, the Loikasha. That's not a steer, it's not a problem. Dahi b'maskir by stami. That was a case where he made a deal with someone and he said, I have many houses, I'll rent you one of my houses. He didn't specify which one. V'loi bais miyuchet. It wasn't a specific house. V'shem haki matzi maskir l'hagdish. That's why the masker could be magdish. V'noisen le l'soicher bais achar. He'll give the soicher another house. So therefore, even though it's kedushas damim, the kedush damim will be chal, and the person should not live there. He should move out and go to another house. But Eina Chanami says the Ran that if he specified a specific house, then Eina Chanami, there is a direct shibud to the soicher that he lives in this house, and then it would be the same like our Gemara that the kedushas damim would not be mafkia the shibud to the person who's renting the house to live there. This is the sheet of the Ran. Other Rishonim disagree on the Ran, but this is the Ran in our sugya. Continues, getting back to our sugya here, Rav Papa wanted to say that even if you hold Einar Magdish Dovr Shloi Bali Oilam, if she is Magdish her hands, which are Bo Oilam, it should work, because it'll be like a case of Sadeh Shemashkanti Loch, where you only have the payrus of this collateral, Likish Avdena, when I redeem it, M'cha Tagdish Miloi Kacha, wouldn't that, yes, be Kaddish according to all Shitas, even according to the Man D'Yomar of Einar Magdish Dovr Shloi Bali Oilam, because since I own it, the Guf, as the woman owns her hands, just like over there, you're able to make it hegdish in the future after the redemption takes place, so too here, after the gerushin takes place, it should work. So at this point, Rapop is trying to say that we do have a teretz on the stira. We hold Einar Magdish Dovr Shloi Bali Oilam. Shmuel Pasul is like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, but yet he agrees in our Mishnah, Halachas like Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, because here is a case similar to Sadeh Zu Shemashkanti Loch, that the Hegdish will work for the future, even if I hold Einar Magdish Dovr Shloi Bali Oilam. Maskel Rav Shish Rei Rav Idi, Midami Sadeh Biyadeh Liftoisei, Isha Biyadeh Lizgarish. How can you make such a comparison? And the Ran speaks out that here, Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi is not trying to disagree with the halacha of Rav Papa. Until now in the sugi, we were going back and forth. Will it be Hegdish in the future? Will it not be Hegdish? Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi agrees to Rav Papa that it, even according to the Man Yomer, ain't not a Magdish Tavish Lo Beli Olam, it will be Hegdish in the future. But he says, you didn't compare it to the right case, because your analogy is not a perfect analogy. I have a better case to compare it to, and then I will agree with you that the din will be, the Hegdish will work. Why is your comparison not good? Because by a field, he has it within his ability to be part of the field. He pays the debt. He gets the field back. But a Isha, does she have the ability to get divorced? The only way she can get out of the Maisi Adayim going to her husband is by getting divorced. That's not in her hands. So Mimela, perhaps when it's not in her hands to get divorced, we will say that ain't not a Magdish Tavar Shalai Bob. And then the question will come back. But Holoi Dami El Loimer Lechaveri Sadazu Shemashkanti Lech Laeser Shonim. You know what it's compared to? Where it's compared to the same case of a malva and a loiva. The loiva gave a field as collateral to the malva for 10 years. The malva can eat the fruit for 10 years. When I redeem it in 10 years by paying back the debt, then I will make it hegdish. Will it not become hegdish? Of course it will, even according to the Mandiyomer, Eino de Magdish Tavar Shalai Bo Le'olam, because right now I own the guf of the karka. You have the ability to eat the peiros from this sada. I have the ability, based on my ownership, at least of the guf, to be magdish in the future. So who had been the woman will be able to make the neder on her maisiyah dime for the future, because her hands are here in the world, which she owns. She owns the guf. That's the analogy. And when will it take effect? It will take effect when she gets divorced. When he redeems it, it takes effect. When she gets divorced, it takes effect. That's a good analogy. And therefore, the din will be, in this case, everybody will be moed, that are the magdish tovar shalai bo le'olam. Maskul Rav Ashi, mi dami. How can you compare it? Hasam kayitz. Over there, there's a set amount. The run, the second last line on the Amid says, Gabi Soda Ika Kitsu Solif Dice the Hanala Akashneim Osakhoidish. If you look in the Marav Runchberg, he says it should say Esr Shana. The case over here is where he gave it as a collateral for 10 years. So after the 10 years, you're able to redeem it. You pay up the loan. And therefore, even the Man Yomer says, Ain on a Magistrabam will be moited. You can make it Hegdish from now for the and it'll go into effect once he's poyed it, because right now he owns the guf, which he will get the payrus as well after 10 years. But in the case of a woman, isha mi isla kitsusa, does a woman in fact have a fixed limit of when she's going to get divorced? There's no fixed limit. It'll perhaps be, as the run says, in the bottom line, the Shema Loifas guy, she'll never get divorced. Hilkach continues to run. Dinu Deloy Lavi Hegdish Kimagarsha. Even when he divorces her, it should not become Hegdish. Kivan Shigdisha Boy the Tachtav. She made the Hegdish when she was still under him. We don't know if she'll ever become divorced or not. So perhaps there, the Mandi Omer who says, Einot Amagdish Tavar Shalai Bo Le'olam, will agree, will still keep his shita that you can't do for the future. The case of the field with 10 years, because that had a certain definite end period when I will be able to get my field back. That's why I can be magdish it now for the future, because I know after 10 years I have the ability to get it back. But in a case where a woman doesn't know whether she'll ever get divorced or not, perhaps there, you cannot compare it, and the din will be Eino de Magdish Tavar Shalai Bo Le'olam, and the kasha of our whole sugya comes back. How could Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Eino de Magdish Tavar Shalai Bo Le'olam, as we turn to Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis El Amar Rav Ashi? You know what the teretz to this whole inyan is? Shiny koinamis are different. A neder is different. The chikidush is a guf dami. It's considered a kedusha like a korban, not kedushas damim, the value, but kedushas aguf, where the essence is kadosh. Her hands, as the run explains here, this is like something that's kadosh to the mizbeach. What's the comparison to something that's kadosh in the mizbeach? just like something that's kachim is bech, there is no pigeon, you cannot redeem them, so also there is no pigeon, there's no way to be poted this konim, that it should be mutter to the one that becomes usser. And since a konim is a kedushas aguf, that is mafkia a shibud, that she is meshubah to the husband, and it is effective immediately. And that's why, says the Ran, Shmuel is able to pass on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even though Shmuel holds Einar Magdish Dovr Shloi Bel Yoylam, because the hands of a woman are here in the world. And therefore, she's able to be Mekadesh, the Maisiya dime, through a konim, because that is Mafkiya. It uproots the Shibud that she has to her husband. The Kedushas HaGuf is stronger than the shibud that she has. Till now, we thought that she cannot make a neder on the future. Right now, her neder is not effective. That's what we were learning until now, until Rav Ashi, because she has a shibud to her husband. It's only going to be negay in the future. In the future, we have a problem with Einar Magdish Dovr Shloi Bel Yoylam. Answers Rav Ashi, that no, that when she makes a koinim on her hands, that's like Kedushas Mizbeach. That's a Kedushas HaGuf. And therefore, that even though Kedushas Damim is not Mafkiya Midei Shibud, but Kedushas HaGuf is Mafkiya Midei Shibud, and then right now the Neder is Chal, and therefore he needs Hafora. The Ran points out that the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, is going to ask, if so, why does it say in the Mishnah that since he might divorce her, and that's when the Neder will be Chal, according to what you're telling me now, it's Chal right now, because Kedushas HaGuf is Mafkiya from the Shibud that she owns the Maisi Adayim to her husband. We'll see what the Gemara will answer to this question in a few minutes. Ukeda Rava. Continues Rav Ashi, what I'm saying is like Rava. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hegdish chametz v'shifchur mafkim midei shibud. There are three cases where something is able to break, take a person away from a obligation that he has. What are these three cases that release a person from a shibud, from a lien that he has? The first case is Hegdish, explains the Run, Divrei HaMaskil D'Amar Rava Hegdish. For example, Kigoyin Asa Shari Apoitaki Lebal Chayvoy V'Higdisha Achrikach L'Mizbeach. He first took his ox and made it as this Apoitahei Koi, as the Gemara explains the words Apoitaki. This is the one item which will be used to pay your debt to the Malvid, the Balchov, the one I borrowed the money from. And after I did that, I was magdish that short to the Mizbeach. Now, is that Hegdish Chal or not? L'chayrid is a shibud. There's a lien to the Malva on this ox. So if I take this ox and now be magdish it, there's even, L'chayrid would be a question of gezel. I obligated myself to use this ox to pay the debt, and now I'm taking it for Hegdish. So the answer is no. The Ran says it's kosher for a korban, it's not gezel, because you, the Malva, only had rights, you only had a lien on this property so that your loan will be repaid. But you didn't own the guf of this ox. Therefore, I can now be magdish the guf of the ox to Hegdish. That Hegdish will now release me from the lien, and Einachanami, where will you get your repayment? You'll have to get it from something else. You won't be able to get it from the apoitiki, from the shibud, from the lien on this ox. The Hegdish that I was magdish to the Mizbeach is stronger than the lien. But the Ran points out, and he quotes this from Rashi in Masechet Ksuvos, that this is only Kedushas HaGuf. This is only when he's magdish an ox. But what about Kedushas Damim? Kedushas Damim is loy mafki midei shibud. Then he brings down that Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that even Hegdish Damim is also mafki midei shibud, and the Ran concludes, ve'en kam mokum laharach. There is no, this is not the place to be marach, and we will keep with what the Ran is saying, and we won't be marach in this machloikis between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. So everybody's moira that Kedushas Aguf is Mafkim Midei Shibud, Machloikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, whether Kedushas Dam is also Mafkim Midei Shibud. The second case, which is Mafkim Midei Shibud, is Chametz. Explains the run, Divrei HaMaskil Chametz, Yisroel She'asa Chemtzei Apoyte Kilavoyte Aloivet Kechavim. He made Chametz as the place from which the Goy, the Gentile, will get back his loan to him. Now it went through Chag HaPesach. So is this considered the Jews' chametz, and then it'll be like chametz shavar lava pesach, or is it the goy's chametz, and there will not be a problem with chametz shavar lava pesach? The Chachamim gave a knas that any chametz that is in the Jew's possession during Pesach is asur banah; one cannot have anah from it. What is the din with this chametz? The answer is chametz also, just like hegdish, releases the lien. It's considered the Jew's chametz, and therefore it'll be asur banah. Following Pesach, the Jew will not be able to have anor from this chametz. Finally, the third case, v'shichrur, explains the run, divrei HaMaskil v'shichrur, also avdu apoytiki v'shichruroi, he made his slave that he is the one from where the malva will collect his loan, and then he freed him, the loiva freed him, he is considered freed, and the malva has to collect the chov mimakam acher. So shichur is also, just like chametz and hegdish, mafkiin midei shibud. They release the person from the lien. The hegdish goes into effect, the din of a chametz of a Yisrael goes into effect, the freedom goes into effect, and the balchov will have to collect it from somewhere else. Ask the Gemara the question that we mentioned before. Why does the Mishnah say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says hafer, that the husband should break his wife's neder, because maybe he's going to divorce her in the future, according to what you just said, Rav Ashi, that hegdish is mafkim de shibud, and her hands, when she makes a neder on her hands, it's considered like kedushas mizbeah, kedushas haguf, which is mafkimi de shibud. So right now, she is, by making a neder, she would be able to break her husband's shibud, his lien, on her maisiyah daim, and the husband has to be made for it because of right now. Forget about the future. Forget about the question of adam magdish tovish loy boli yoylam, or ain adam magdish tovish loy boli yoylam. So why mention the whole thing of maybe he'll divorce her, and then it'll be negeya to her maisiyah daim, which he's going to make in the future? It's irrelevant right now. Answers the Gemara, Tani va'oid shemigershana. You know what the correct text should be in the Mishnah? You have to amend the Mishnah that, and there's another reason, hafer, and besides that, because shemigershana. The run explains that what the Gemara means to say is that perhaps the Rabbanon strengthen the hands of the husband, that he should not be considered like a malva, and that he has a mere lien on the Maisi Adayim, which her shibud haguf of her hands, like hegdish, is mafkiyim midei shibud, but rather perhaps the Rabbanan gave him additional strength, as we find such a swara in the Gemara in Ksubis, and in fact the Gemara in Ksubis, to answer the same question, we have the same sug in Ksubis, the Gemara in Ksubis says that, in fact, it's not Shema, but it is definite that the Chachamim gave the husband not the strength of a Malva, but rather the strength of a Lekeach, that he has acquired his wife's Masi Adayim, and therefore that would not be Hegdish. If I own it and you don't own it anymore, if it belongs to me, to my stamp, to the husband, if that's the power that the Chachamim gave to the husband, then of course her Hegdish, her Kainim, her Netter would not go into effect. That's the conclusion of the Gemara in Ksubis, and therefore the Gemara says you have to come on to one answer, Shemi Gershena. But our Gemara is saying that if we say that the husband's ability is that only of a malve, then we will say that her neder trumps his shibud, because hegdish mafkiyim midei shibud. But even if you want to say that the chachamim strengthened his hand and said that he has a din of a lekeach and not a malve, then I have a second answer, void shema yigashana. It'll be effective in the future, when she will get divorced in the future. Ask the run if that's the pshat. that the Shema Yigarshena is going on the possibility that his hand has been strengthened and he has a din of Elokeach, and that's why her Hegdish, her Neder, will not trump his lien. So then the question of the whole Gemara comes back. According to the Mandi Yomar, that Ein Adam Magdish Dover Shaloi Boli Oilam, since it's not Chal right now, how is it Chal in the future? Right now, she has a Shibud. That was the problem the Gemara was grappling with in the whole last Amud. So if this Gemara is saying two truths, one, that he has a Koyach of Lekeach, and her Hegdish, one, he does not have a Koyach of Lekeach, and Hegdish will be Mafkil Midei Shibud. Second Teretz, he has a Koyach of Lekeach, and her Hegdish is not Mafkia, because he owns it. Therefore, how could she be Magdish, something that doesn't belong to her? Her Maisedam are owned by the husband. And therefore, the only answer is because of the future. The future is a problem because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, ain't not a Magdish Dover Shalom Abraham. So we're back to square one. What have we accomplished according to our Gemara? So the Run answers, no, we've accomplished something that since Me'ikra Din, he has only Halach of a Malva. And Me'ikra Din, if she's Magdish, if she makes a neder, it will be Mafkia from his Shibud. So the only thing is the Rabbanan gave him the strength of Elikeach, but the Rabbanan only gave him that strength as long as she is married to him. But once she gets divorced from him, then retroactively says the Run right before the Mishnah, Aval Nizgarsha, Kiilu Chayil Mikara Dami, Kiven the Medina Roy Lachoil. Once she gets divorced, then it's as if we take away that special right that he received, that he has a din of Elikeach, and then we say that once she gets divorced, retroactively, I look at it that he doesn't have that schus anymore, and it's chal even. It was chal back when she made the netter, and therefore it's able to be chal as well when he is megarisher. So even though he has that power, says the Run, of being a lekeach, and her neder would not trump his shibud, but that's only while they're married. Once she gets divorced, I look at it differently. I look at it that really it took effect when she made the netter, and it went into actual effect when he divorced her, because I don't look at it anymore as a lekeach relationship. I look at it as a malva loiva relationship, and then we have the din of hegdish is mafkia midei shibud, and that's why her neder could go into effect, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said hafer. This is how the Run understands the teretz of the Gemara here, and in tomorrow's shir, be'ezus Hashem, we will continue with the next Mishnah.